A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that's happening right now on the internet.
That's a true and accurate statement, according to us.
Absolutely.
It is. My name is Devin. That over there is Gunner. And of course, you can always find us on Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah.
We always encourage people to let us know what you want to hear, what we should be digging into. We do get quite a few messages on Instagram about that.
I've noticed that. You know, a lot of people chiming in, and it's so funny because, like, you'll post random stuff. You handle most of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you'll post random stuff, and I'll start reading comments and messages, and I'm like, man, these people believe, like, all sorts of stuff that I didn't even know existed.
So I didn't realize the conspiracy theory like world on Instagram is really cool. So, okay, Instagram is really tough with algorithms to grow a page ever.
Yeah.
But the conspiracy theory world is really cool. Like, you use some of the right hashtags and people really start diving in head first. Like, they want to read more. They want to comment on everything. It's pretty cool, though. I actually reached out to one of our pages that I follow, and it's got like 150,000 followers.
I was like,
how did you get so many followers? And they said that they gained all their followers before Instagram came down with all these strict algorithms.
Of course.
And I'm like, you know, I wish they would just lighten it up for a day and give some of us a chance.
Well, they don't want anybody to make money because they want all the money themselves, right?
Because you have to pay for that stuff now.
Exactly. Or you can buy a bunch of bots off to, you know, China or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
But their algorithms have cracked down on those.
Oh, wow.
So now you can't even use those. You can, but they're going to be found.
Well, okay. I love this podcast because you run through some conspiracy news that you find, which today is going to be really good. And then we get to my stuff where I make up a conspiracy. And we run through one that I found on the internet, and you have to guess which is which. Now, the score is not in my favor even a little bit anymore. You're running away with this whole entire podcast, Dev.
Yeah, I have 21 and you have 12.
Oh, God.
This is so great. I love this so much.
Yeah, it's great for you, bad for me, but let's see what happens today. What do you got for us?
So today we are going to talk about 6 creepy conspiracy theories about the Vatican.
I love it. Okay. So, this came up actually last week. We were talking about something else, and the Vatican popped up. And I'm very glad that we're going to dive into this right now.
So this article that I found is actually, it's really cool, and it talks all about the black archives.
Okay.
So they say that the Vatican has these black archives, which basically encompasses these 6 conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
So this conspiracy theory, they say that some people believe the archives contain correspondence between St. Paul, so one of the original apostles, and Emperor Nero pertaining to Jesus' existence and his biological descendants. So these people are saying that the Vatican in these black archives might have proof that he did not exist.
See, and this is the thing, okay? This is what I love about this whole entire thing. It's the fact that there's all these records that nobody can get to that are like these hidden, they're locked away in a room somewhere that nobody probably has access. Like, how do you get access to that room?
I mean, like, that's got to be tighter than Area 51.
Right? Like, because if you get in there and expose all of this information, the world instantly changes.
Yeah. How cool is that?
I know. We got to get in that room.
Yeah, absolutely. So number 2, which is something that we saw this morning, I sent you a Snapchat of it, extraterrestrials.
Okay.
So that's it was on the news this morning
that
there was like UFO sightings. They had videos. And the only reason they released it is because some government agency found it and they had to. There was something crazy behind that, so I don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like super legit.
Okay, see, I love that too, because I could see, you know, that being a, you know, home base for aliens, you know what I mean? Like, because they're locked in that room with all the records.
Exactly. So within the black archives, extraterrestrials, they say the aliens are evidence of alien forms, such as extraterrestrial skulls exist within the black archives. So not only that, there's rumors that the archives contain evidence that the Pope is conspiring with aliens to implant us all with computer chips.
Okay. Now,
computer chips.
Okay, computer chips. That's,
and this Pope is, I mean, I think whether you're religious or not, everybody can agree the Pope right now is a pretty cool dude.
I guess I don't know who the Pope is. Is it John Paul the 15th? I don't know. Who's the Pope?
No, it's
off the top of your head, who's the Pope?
I don't know.
See, we don't know.
I don't know, but it's like a known fact that he's the most up to date, or he's the most like like non-traditional.
So he'd be the one talking to aliens for sure.
Probably.
Now let me ask you this real quick.
Okay.
Is okay, the Vatican, when it comes to the Vatican, right?
Yep.
They have all these locked rooms and sources we can't get to, these documents we can't see, probably aliens underground. Who knows what's going on in there?
Yes.
Do they have their own little army going on in there? Like there's no their security must be just through the roof, right?
I mean, you would think
so. You would think there's like dudes with guns walking around so people like us don't stumble upon the wrong thing.
I should ask. So my parents have been there actually twice, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
They did. And apparently within the Vatican, you need like days to actually go explore everything. But I should ask them because I guess I've never... I don't know.
Well, the underground.
But you would assume so. There has to be like the highest level of security.
Oh, it's like the White House, right? I mean, you can't get to certain areas of it. It's probably the exact same thing.
Yeah, you would think so. So number three on this list of the creepy conspiracy theories about the Vatican, which is the within the Black Archives.
Yeah.
Predicted apocalypse.
Okay.
So the three secrets of Fatima. So that's the three secrets are basically they talk about the apocalypse. And they're saying there's a great deal of evidence that the text of the controversial three secrets of is it Fatima? I think it's Fatima. I'm saying that
wrong. I don't know. Probably.
One of the many secret documents hidden in the Vatican's archives. Okay. So in 1917, three Portuguese children received ominous and enigmatic. I'm gonna pretend that I can read. Prophecies and multiple visions of the Virgin Mary, one of which was witnessed by thousands of people.
Mm.
The church's suppression of the final third secret fueled rampant speculation from its contents, ranging from apocalypse to nuclear holocaust to natural disaster. All sorts of stuff. So there's evidence in here, apparently, about the apocalypse.
Okay, see, I love this. Okay, so, that's the thing, man. I just want to know who we got to talk to get... Do you think the Pope has access to all this material?
Of course.
You think he does?
Yes.
You actually think so? Or is it like... See, this is where I don't think, like, even whoever the president is at any given time, I don't think they have access to all the alien information. I think that's above their pay grade even, right?
I would agree.
So,
yeah.
I feel like...
But president and pope are different.
Like, how, though?
Because the pope is held on a moral high ground.
Yeah.
Whereas the president clearly is not.
But, okay, so to become...
You can do anything and say whatever and be whatever type of person, apparently, and be the president.
Yeah, well, that's true. But even with the pope, you could probably do the same thing. Can they kick you out? I have no idea.
Yes, they can.
It's like the boys club where the boys are voting you in, right? So they have their own agenda. You know what I mean? They have their own agenda.
But it's all a group of people on the like the most moral humans.
But are they? That's the question.
Well, and,
are they?
And no, because obviously you've heard a lot of things about the Catholic Church and Greece.
But not even that. But, you know, there's probably a murder or two that's being covered up in the whole Vatican situation.
Probably. So number four on this list is pornography.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So apparently the archives are home to the largest collection of it.
Okay, I believe that. I could totally see that being a thing because here's the deal. Once again, they have all these documents that go back centuries.
Yes.
I mean, just centuries, like thousands of years probably, because when did the Vatican become a thing? I mean, do you even know?
I don't know.
Okay, I mean...
You ramble for a minute.
Okay,
I'll figure it out.
Because the thing is, okay, so the second they established the Vatican, right, and they're like, this building is going to house all of this stuff, and we're going to keep all of our documents and this and that and such here. I mean, at some point, yeah.
It is way later than you would think.
Okay, what year? 1647.
No, way later than you would think.
1800s?
Way later than you were. This is crazy.
Okay.
1929.
Okay, that's when the current Vatican, right?
When the Vatican, when the city itself was founded.
Okay, so at what point, but they must, where were they keeping all this crap before that then?
I don't know.
Probably in somebody's like basement or their house or something. Like it was probably like off the grid somewhere. It was probably in like some kind of, Roman pub in the basement where nobody would think they'd be hiding all these archives, right?
Absolutely. So this next one shouldn't surprise you at all because everything ties back to this.
Yeah.
And we believe in this.
Yeah, we probably do.
The archives are controlled by the Illuminati.
Of course, the Illuminati, they have access to that crap. They're probably, see, that's who's in charge of that's who's in charge of the Pope. That's who's in charge of the president. It's the Illuminati.
Yeah. Of course it is. The Illuminati has to do with everything. And like we've said, it has, celebrities, it has religious figures, it has politicians. Everybody's included in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can't convince me it's not a real thing.
God, we got to get the list of who's in the Illuminati.
Well, I don't think they have like a roster that we're able to have. I think that it's I think they probably keep the list on the DL.
Yeah, but there must be something we can hack into. Some kind of system. There's no system.
There's no
system. It's written down in a notebook.
You think they keep digital files of who's in the Illuminati?
No, they probably have like a handwritten notebook.
No, you probably have to commit names. It to memory. It's probably like there's no trace.
You have to like recite it and be like, okay.
Yeah, they've got like a Google Doc of their roster.
Yeah, you're going to look at it and be like,
request access.
You're going to be like, oh, Kanye's on there. Obama's on there. Trump is on there. The Pope's on there. Yeah. Okay. Kim Jong, whatever his name
Kim
is.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he's definitely in on the Illuminati for sure, you know?
Yeah. So the last one on here is the missing Chronovisor.
Okay.
Okay, the Chronovisor is supposedly a machine that allows its users to view past and future events.
Oh, boy.
So you can see into the past, you can see into the future.
I don't mind.
The device is said to have been built by an Italian priest and scientist so he could record evidence of Christ's crucifixion.
Okay.
Of course, no record of the machine, but they're saying that within the Vatican, in the Black Archives, that's where it's hiding.
Okay, see, that's just, I mean, if a machine like that exists, I want in on that because I want to see how the world ends in about 300
years.
Okay,
so first, if you had to decide and you could only pick one, go back or go forwards, what would you do? Okay, go forwards.
This goes back to time travel.
You can see a lot of different stuff, but if you go back, you could like see how some things came to be. You could find out real things. Like you could say you want to go back to when Lincoln was assassinated and find out who really killed him.
Well, it was John Wilkes Booth, man.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, what the books say, so yes. Who knows?
But think of all the conspiracy theories you could go and like solve if you went back. So which way would you go?
See, I don't know. It's hard to say because like we talked about time travel one time. I don't know if it was here or the radio show, whatever.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, I want to see a living dinosaur.
Same.
I want to see one like a T-Rex in action. You know what I mean?
Yep.
From a safe distance, you know, I'll be in a tree hiding out or whatever. I'd want to see that.
You know, they're taller than trees.
I know. They're pretty big.
I don't know if that's a good place to be hiding.
Probably not, you know, but I want to be safe from the dinosaurs. Okay. But I want to see some dinosaurs. Okay.
Okay.
And then you're right. I'd want to see what George Washington was really like. Like, was he actually like a decent guy or was he a tyrant? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, then I don't know. There's not a lot of history there's a lot in history I'd want to see, but I think I'd jump forward to see what happens in 1,000 years, man.
See, I think I would go back because I want to be able to pinpoint Area 51. Like, I want to go back to when Area 51 started because if you go back, I can make myself into somebody who gets accepted into
You just walk in wearing
information.
Walk in wearing a suit, you know, have some kind of badge, you flash it, you act like you're some secret government agency that none of these ass clowns had ever heard of. And you're like, no, I'm part of the secret, you know, secret UFO organization.
You know exactly
walk on in.
Where to be and what time for different things. Like, are you kidding? I want to be part of that.
You lie and say you're part of the CIA before the CIA is even a thing.
Exactly.
And they're like, what's the CIA? And you just have to look at them. It doesn't concern you.
Yeah.
And this alien's coming with me.
How cool would that be?
And then you take it and put it in a bag. And then
I don't know that. I think that what's in the future is best left unknown right now.
Probably.
Especially in 2020, this is not the time to be messing with that.
I'm waiting actually for a pterodactyl to come flying out from a secret island somewhere, and it's the pterodactyl year where they're picking kids up with their talons and taking them off.
They've been naughty. Naughty kids get picked up by a pterodactyl and shipped off somewhere to some naughty child island.
Exactly. Naughty child island where it's like Lord of the Flies and whoever lasts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds about right.
And that's where the Illuminati, that's their reality TV show they watch. It's Naughty Child Island.
Oh my gosh.
Filmed by the Illuminati.
There's an idea in there somewhere.
Somewhere. I love the fact, by the way, that my daughter's in the room while we're having this conversation.
And we're talking about naughty pterodactyl children.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Well, that's some good stuff. You know, the Vatican, we should go there someday. We got to get in that locked room and see what's really going on behind closed doors because there's some fascinating stuff happening in that building, and it has to be one of the most secure buildings in the world.
You would think.
And there's no way they're going to let us two walk in there and be like, hey, we need to do this.
No.
All right, so that's your stuff. Well, I got a couple things over here.
I just opened a page. Do you remember when we did this on our podcast? We talked about how we were going to be the lodging losers.
The lodging losers, yeah.
We were going to start like an Airbnb.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, sorry.
I love the fact you flipped to that. We could still do that.
We probably could.
What was that idea?
Oh my gosh.
We were going to go to different...
It was a reality show.
Yeah.
We were going to go stay at different like lodges and stuff and do reviews on them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be our next podcast. We'll do reviews on different lodges.
Well, yeah. Like absolutely.
Like a crappy Motel 6 or a Red Roof Inn someplace in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's, you know, bugs everywhere, bed bugs. You'll get lice. But it's okay because most of your hair is fake anyway, so it's fine.
See, we'll be fine. It's all good.
All right, so now it's time for my BS over here. I got two conspiracy theories, one of which I found on the internet. The other one I completely made up.
Okay.
So let's go with the, we'll continue down the Jesus train here, okay?
Perfect.
My first one is the pyramids were built by Jesus, okay? The pyramids were built by Jesus, okay? Jesus of Nazareth lived to be about 35 years old based on reports. And while he is idolized as the son of God, many believe that he had a completely different life than what people believe. Okay. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that Jesus actually was a tyrant who lived in Egypt and was the person responsible for making slaves build the pyramids. The reason was he stole several farms in the area and needed giant structures to hold wheat so he could trade it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Jesus.
Wow.
You know.
That's an outlandish story.
That's an outlandish one. Okay, here we go. The next one is called The Lost Silo. The Lost Silo. Missile silos came into existence in 1959 and have been a mainstay of the United States defense plan ever since, with there being a reported 870 scattered across the country that are accounted for. But back in 1996, one apparently went missing. Okay. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that a missile silo located in Wyoming went missing when it suddenly turned off and went off the U.S. government's grid where they were able to access it. Many believe it was overtaken by a group of individuals who call themselves Rupan, which has grown into the size of a small army, and the U.S. government has since struck a deal to let them keep it just in case a war ever breaks out on U.S. soil.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, so that is the Lost Silo, and the pyramids were built by Jesus.
Okay. This is a tough one.
Yeah, you know? I mean...
Good job today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I truly do.
Okay, well... I didn't have much to go off of, so I'm just going with my gut instinct.
Yeah, but see, your gut instinct is still a 50-50 shot.
And so far, it's proving to be pretty good because the score is 21-12.
I know, like at some point.
But you never know. Maybe I'll mess it up today.
Maybe you will.
Okay, I think you made up.
Yeah.
The pyramids and Jesus.
You think I made up the pyramids were built by Jesus. Why?
I'm not going to tell you why, but it's right, isn't it?
The one I made up today is the Lost Silo.
Oh, there you go. You got a point, Gunner.
Got a point, finally.
Oh, good for you. You haven't had a point in like 2 months.
I'll take a pity point all day. I'll take any kind of point. I don't care.
Pity point. Still 21-13, so I'm still feeling pretty good.
I have no idea how many missile silos are located. 870 sounds like way too many. I have no idea.
It does. Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean,
right
there's probably like 46, you know? Like,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, that's some good stuff right there. So where can people find this BS on the internet?
You can always find us at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and on Instagram. And of course, chime in when we make a post.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
I love it, dude.
And subscribe if you're listening to this.
Yeah, dude, we're on all the platforms. You can find us everywhere. And you know what? I'm excited because I'm making my comeback. This is like my comeback tour.
Is this it, do you think?
I think so. Okay. Because like I knew when I found that Jesus built the pyramids conspiracy theory that it was so out there that you would have thought I made it up because it was so stupid, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. So stupid. There's no way that happened. So with that, you know, we'll be back next week. Have an awesome weekend. And yeah, post up on our all our socials. Tell us what to talk about next week.
Yeah, have a fantastic weekend.